guess what? It's only time for the Bristol Beats Club on tour interview. It's Fenix Solo on the Bristol Beats Club.
Hi, is that Ben?
Yes.
Hi, Ben. This is Chris, just calling from the Bristol Beats Club.
Oh, hi, Chris. How are you doing, mate?
Good. You okay?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. All good, thanks.
Good. We're just going to chat to you about the tour and sort of rituals, if that's all okay.
Good.
Cool. So you've been, you've just started your tour?
Yes. Yeah, it started in, it was meant to start in Liverpool, but actually now it started in Aberdeen. We couldn't make the first few shows, which was, really frustrating, but kind of family issues and all that. But apart from that, yes, it's a little bit later than planned, but we're on the road, which feels good.
Good to be back on the road.
Yeah, big time, definitely. Yeah, 100%.
And how have the two dates that you've played now gone down? Have they gone down all right?
Yeah, I think playing in Scotland is always, I think, good for any band. I think people are really into their gigs up there. And I think that's the thing you hear quite a lot from a lot of bands. And it's true. And Glasgow, King Tux was great. It kind of felt to me it was the first show where it all kind of clicked last night, really in terms of playing the new album and we're playing a lot of new songs for the first time, so it kind of just felt like we'd settled into it last night. It was really good.
Wicked. So, but, I mean, you spent quite a long time making this record, from what I understand as well. Can you let us into sort of how you went about making the record and things?
Yeah, I mean, we finished touring pretty much right before Christmas in 2011, and we just basically, in the January, we started writing. I suppose we had been writing on tour, but we kind of really started writing in the January, and we decided to build a studio for this album. We made the first album in our bedroom, and we essentially wanted to make the album in a kind of a similar way. We've always been quite DIY and hands-on with all the music that we make, and we've always kind of just made it ourselves, so we wanted to continue that, but we needed a new space, so kind of the bedroom studio just moved to a new Swedish-looking kind of shed building thing that we made. We just shoved all our instruments in there, started making the album in our studio, really.
So Rituals 1 and Rituals 2 that you made initially, they're the tracks that actually made it onto the album as well, are they?
The song, it's really weird because there was a song called Rituals, which I was adamant was going to be on the album for the whole year that we were making the album, and then right at the end, it just didn't make it, and it was, the actual Ritual 2 on the album is actually, like, All I Know, the track, Slowed Right Path, which we just did by accident. It was a complete mistake, and then we actually quite liked the progression and the vocal being in that kind of, just totally slowed down. So that we made a track out of that, and the first one was just an introduction to Last Forever that just kind of worked. So
they merged so well, like all the songs. They just merged so well on your album, just going into sort of from Rituals 1 into Last Forever, and then Rituals 2 into All I Know. I think it works really well.
Oh, thanks, man. It's weird. No, I think we're all proud of it. We definitely, it definitely took longer than we wanted, and it was definitely, we didn't find it easy. We found it quite difficult, and I think there was moments that we weren't. I think to a certain extent we kind of fell a little bit out of love with electronic music while making the album, and that obviously made it quite hard because we always wanted to keep the electronic element to the band, and that's where Fenix Solo kind of came from. And so we always knew that we wanted it to be that. It just wasn't sounding that for a long time, and so we had to kind of weather through this process of really finding our place and being comfortable with it musically. And I'm glad that we did do that. But we've now, we just now got work to kind of get back out there and play. But I suppose the album is it stands there in time, really. So as long as that's good, that was really our main thing. But it pushed us all, I think, individually to the edge
Now, we're obviously chatting because as part of your tour, you'll be coming to Bristol next week.
Yes.
To play at the Thekla.
Yeah.
And you were actually here a couple of months ago. You did a set at Brisfest, which was pretty good, I thought.
We had some pretty big technical issues on that gig. I remember my vocals not being in and stuff. Yeah, but no, that was good. But Bristol, yeah, we're well excited for Bristol. I think we might have played the Thekla like 5 times now, and I just love it. I think it's such a good venue. So yeah, we're really excited.
Still tickets available as well, so anyone that wanted to get involved, they could snap those.
There's a few tickets left. So hopefully they should be all gone by the time we play. But yes, definitely.
Well, Ben, we're coming to the end of things now. There was a quick one did want to ask you that might stump you a little bit.
Go for it.
It was, do you guys, either individually as a band, have any rituals that you follow yourself, perhaps in terms of preparing for gigs or through your songwriting process?
I suppose everyone has. That was kind of one thing we talked about as well with the title, but I suppose everyone has their rituals. We do have rituals while we're on the road.
And that did come into the title a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. That was a whole other thing. And I know Dan really liked that concept. He was always kind of like fine for that name. But in terms of our rituals, I don't know, we're not really a kind of a big Kings of Leon style, you know, a big hug before the show and all, you know, we kind of do just before we go on stage, we'll kind of give each other a bit of a pat on the back and go and play. But everyday rituals, I suppose we just, I don't know, tour's pretty bad because we just all go off and watch stupid box sets like on our laptops, and we're pretty unsociable in the day. But then at night we're fine. But I'm not sure.
No, it's not a problem. Perhaps you can develop some before you come to Thekla next Tuesday and fill us in then.
Definitely. Hey, this is Ben from Fennec Solar, and you're listening to the Bristol Beats Club.
Fennec Solar, Bristol Beats Club.